much for tonight. Thank you. It couldn't have been better. You're the best. Thank you. For Doug Aldrich, Simon Wright, Jimmy May, Scott Ward, we are Diggo!
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
There he is, shooting across the air with a speed that must be beat. There he is, coming through the waves. He'll knock you off your feet. Eric Jackson Lurie is on the air.
The Velvet Ribbon, a story. Once there was a man who fell in love with a beautiful girl. And before the next full moon rose in the sky, they were wed. To please her husband, the young wife wore a different gown each night. Sometimes she was dressed in yellow. Other nights she wore red or blue or white. And she always wore a black velvet ribbon around her slender neck. Day and night she wore that ribbon, and it was not long before her husband's curiosity got the better of him. "Why do you always wear that ribbon?" he asked. She smiled a strange smile and said not a word. At last her husband got angry, and one night he shouted at his bride, "Take that ribbon off! I'm tired of looking at it!" "You will be sorry if I do," she replied, "so I won't." Every morning at breakfast, the husband ordered his wife to remove the black velvet ribbon from around her neck. Every night at dinner, he told her the same thing. But every morning at breakfast and every night at dinner, all his wife would say was, "You will be sorry if I do, so I won't." A week passed. The husband no longer looked into his wife's eyes. He could only stare at that black velvet ribbon around her neck. One night, as his wife lay sleeping, he tiptoed to her sewing basket. He took out a pair of scissors. Quickly and quietly, careful not to awaken her, he bent over his wife's bed. And snip went the scissors, and the velvet ribbon fell to the floor. And snap, off came her head. It rolled over onto the floor in the moonlight, wailing tearfully. "I told you you'd be..."
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if some fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be awakened. I get confused 'cause I don't know where I stand, and then you smile.
you're tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We're streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is the 2022 Halloween Courts in Session special. In the background, music from one of my favorite horror movies. For years, I had to watch it on a grainy VHS tape and finally got released on DVD and Blu-ray. It's from Lucio Fulci's City of the Living Dead, and my wife hates that movie. I usually have to watch it alone. Halloween. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by Row House Cinema, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session, Row House Cinema. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So you heard in that last set of music, Atlanta Rhythm Section with their classic Spooky. If it sounded a little bit different, it's because that is the current version of the band's re-recording of that great tune, Spooky. And if you love the Atlanta Rhythm Section, and I'm one of those people, they are coming to the Palace Theater this Saturday, 2 days from now, ladies and gentlemen. And they're opening for none other than the Outlaws. And yes, I got a request for that great Outlaws Halloween classic coming up later tonight. But you can catch the Atlanta Rhythm Section and the Outlaws this Saturday at the Palace Theater. Yours truly will be there in an Outlaws t-shirt, probably a little too tight. I'm going to have to ease off the Halloween candy. I want my clothes to fit. Before Atlanta Rhythm Section, going out by request to Bobby Dio, Last in Line Live. I mentioned a few weeks ago we were giving away tickets to the Dio documentary, Dreamers Never Die. It was terrific. Short run in the movie theaters, just a two-day showing, and soon to be available on DVD. If you're a Ronnie James Dio fan or a fan of his time in Black Sabbath or Rainbow, that documentary is something you definitely may want to check out. Dreamers Never Die. Before that, Los Straitjackets. Hey, Monstroson. Had a caller saying that he thought he was listening to the Latino show that we have here earlier on Thursday nights. And I said, no, you're listening to Courts in Session with Los Straitjackets singing in Spanish. Before that, the disco band Top Shelf with Dracula's Boogie, and we opened everything up with The Killer. He is still with us, contrary to everything that was announced earlier in the week. The Killer has not passed on to that great band in heaven. He is still with us. Recovering from the flu, Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive, and that was Haunted House. So you love great music like I do? Well, some of the great shows here on WRCT include Parallel Utopia. In Lotus Land, people spend their time indulging in pleasures like UK Garage, Jungle, and Deep House, rather than practical concerns. Well, you can tune in Wednesdays for Parallel Utopia at 5 p.m. to visit the Parallel Utopia universe. And that's music that you're not going to hear anywhere else but WRCT 88.3 FM. Got a Halloween request? Well, I got a few to get to, but we got room for more. 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. This is going out to Kenny in Squirrel Hill. He wanted some Thin Lizzy. This is a good pick. This is Killer on the Loose, going back to Chinatown from 1980.
Dracula, I'll go. office. She said, dying to get in here, so you better get it. I heard her gas and music, man, I thought I'd flip. She said, yeah, 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 don't you know? Guys and girls all shout,
Dracula.
Zombies working out,
Dracula.
Yeah, they're rocking in the trip. They got blood on their lips. Now it's Dracula, I'll go. Out of sight. Now it's Halloween, baby, each and every night. The clock struck 12, track appeared looking mean. He said,
I bid you welcome to my scene.
Guys and girls all shout,
Dracula.
Zombies working out,
Dracula.
They're rocking in the crib, they got blood on their lips. Down to Dracula, a go-go. I don't put the bite on my chick, Dracula, baby.
Thank you.
Is Eric playing that guitar rock again? Well, that's enough of that. I'm DJ Firefly, and if you're ready for something else, tune into my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You may know this one. If you do, please help me sing it. If you don't know it, then just listen, and I hope you dig it. Why, thank you, but it was empty.
Just found the record list and kept the stars straight and being under time official, it was getting pretty late. Out on a selfish limb above the wishing well. See, you got no battle, see, you take me down the hill. Running through the woods back to Uncle Tom's shack where the fog moon shines through the rooftop cracks.
Give me a little groove, brother.
A novel for the bad days in the wishing well.
What?
Hi, this is Henry Paul from the Outlaws, and you're listening to the Rockin' Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3.
Riders in the sky.
In the background, we've got music from The Omen. The first of the trilogy. Actually, there was a fourth Omen. I've actually never seen it. But from the classic Omen soundtrack in the back, part of the Courts in Session Halloween special, I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This has been a lot of fun. Get to be a little kid playing Halloween horror music. I think I get paid too much to do this. So that set of music, you just heard The Outlaws coming here Saturday with Atlanta Rhythm Section with Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Stan Jones classic. Big hit for The Outlaws back in 1981. Before that, Metallica by request for Ryan out in White Oak. That was Die, Die, My Darling from the Garage Inc. covers album. Warrant going out to Mike in Highland Park. Live Warrant at that with Uncle Tom's Cabin. Love that song and what a great story. Leaving the Bodies in the Wishing Well. Van Halen going out to my buddy Reed by request. Taking me back to when I was a teenager with Running with the Devil. Perfect Halloween choice. The Fleshtones with Dracula, A Go-Go, and we started all off with a request for some Thin Lizzy with Killer on the Loose. So we're not done, but we're getting close to the end. Got a couple more requests to get to, and we've got some more music coming your way. You know, these days, everybody is posting pictures online. Are you one of them? Well, here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see, your family, your friends, even not so friendly people. All it takes is a few clicks, and your image can be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. Cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Ed Council, and your friends right here at WRCT. So let's play some Pittsburgh rock and roll. What do you say? This is coming from a short-lived band that did one terrific album, a band called The Forbidden Five. And I haven't played anything from this album in a couple years, and I ran across it getting ready for the Halloween show, and I thought, oh, this is going to just be perfect for tonight. One of the lead singer of The Forbidden Five went on to the Volcano Dogs, and the Volcano Dogs had a bunch of success here in Pittsburgh and actually worldwide. Made a big splash over in England. But this band, Forbidden Five, did this great tune that I'm going to play for you now. It's called, that's a love song. It's called Chop You Up, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Right out of the ground. dead. All those who oppose the mental avenger, look them in the eyes, knock them down to size. No one must oppose the mental avenger. Who dares to fight the avenger?
Folks might pay to hear me moan. But I died poor and crazy, just a lonesome bag of bones. Though destiny has cast its spell, I haunt a house no one can sell. And there's no bank that'll give a ghost a loan. I'm the loneliest ghost in town, the loneliest ghost around, haunting a house nobody wants. The loneliest ghost in town, the loneliest ghost around, the loneliest ghost in town, the loneliest ghost around.
Was a raging storm at sea. The wind howled and lashed around many a snug house in many a little town up and down the coast of Maine. Many a ship at sea was in trouble that night, and some were never heard from again. "I hear a baby crying out there," said a woman in one warm kitchen in one of those little towns. But the rest of the family said it was the wind howling, or seals, maybe, for a frightened baby seal often cries like a baby. The woman said no. She knew in her heart it was a baby. "How could it be?" said the others. Nobody went out to look. The next morning they found a cradle washed ashore out of some ship, and they took it up to the house, for it was a good cradle. And they used it for every baby that came along year after year. But there was one strange thing about it. Every time the wind blew a gale, the cradle would rock by itself. All by itself, in the warm room, with the wind roaring outside, the cradle would rock just as if someone were sitting by it, gently rocking a child. This happened so often that the family got used to it. No harm ever came of it, and the baby liked it. So they just got used to it and didn't mind. Then one time the woman's sister came to visit. As they were setting the table for supper one night, the sister glanced into the next room. "Who is that woman rocking the cradle?" she said. "Woman? That's no woman. The cradle rocks by itself." "It is too a woman," said the sister. "She has long black hair, and her face is white and sad, and she's sitting there rocking the cradle and bending over the baby." Nobody else could see her. But the mother grabbed up her baby, and the next day they took the cradle outdoors and chopped it up for kindling wood. And when the wood was burning in the fire, they could hear some baby crying somewhere, crying and crying for its cradle. But after that, they never heard it again.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
For
your hands on your hips.
You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. The Halloween edition of Courts in Session is now courts adjourned. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. What a lot of fun I had, and considering that I didn't even announce last week that we're doing a Halloween special, you guys did great with phone calls and Halloween requests tonight. Again, for those of you who were expecting a regular show, we're going to get your requests that you sent to me earlier in the week on next week's show. If you missed any part of tonight's show, well, we do a replay Sunday nights here at the station, WRCT, at 11 o'clock. So I'll tuck you in after the Steeler game. Maybe we'll have a victory this week. Wouldn't that be good? A Steeler victory, and then follow up with a replay of Courts in Session. You can hear a replay of last week's show where we had members of Angel, Frank Domino, and Punky Meadows, who called in last week. Well, you can catch that replay coming at you in half an hour coming out of the West Coast at 1033wwro.com. Let's get back together next week. Reminder, Joe Lynn Turner of Deep Purple and Rainbow is going to be joining me with his new album. Very excited. Want to remind you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh. Thank you.
to be driving. And it's Halloween, too. Oh, it's creepy. Oh, man, what I'd give to be back at home, snug and warm. Wait a minute, what's that up ahead? Ah, gas station.
Aggregate Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT, Pittsburgh.